We sure enjoy our partnership with the Iowa Soybean Association here on Iowa Ag Matters. Andy and Mark in for Dustin today. Riley making us sound good as always. And of course, there's Pods of Potential. There's also Between the Pods as far as the specialized conversations go that we produce the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Rosie Roberts is instrumental not only in putting these together, but now gets to step on the other side of the microphone as she visits with Mark.
And Rosie, could you tell us, please, your role here at ISA?
Absolutely. Here at Iowa Soybean Association, I am the Technical Insights Manager on the team, the Research Center for Farming Innovations.
So the Research Center for Farming Innovations and the Farmers for Soil Health Initiative, a big part of that. Rosie, could you tell us what the program does?
Absolutely. So on the national level, the Farmers for Soil Health Initiative is a big collaboration between the National Soybean Checkoff, the National Pork Checkoff, and the National Corn Growers Association. And it's a coalition or an initiative of about 20 states across the U.S. With the main goal of helping the U.S. to adopt 30 million cover crop acres by the year 2030. But here in the state of Iowa, what it looks like is Iowa Soybean Association is a technical assistance lead, which means that we're the ones helping sign up folks and connect them to the greater initiative.
So then you're kind of the go-between to help them actually get involved in the program.
Yes, absolutely.
So for farmers that are maybe already in it, how has the program gone so far?
It's been really great so far. So the first sort of initiative or the first part of this initiative was a cost share piece. So what that looked like for this last fall was any cover crops that were seeded this last fall got a cost share or a financial assistance piece. We've been marketing it as $50 an acre over the course of 3 years. For the first year, it's $25 an acre, and then $15 for the subsequent, and then $10 for the third. That adds up to $50. And this year, we surpassed all of our goals. We had over 25,000 acres enrolled, and we have had a lot of success so far.
So Rosie, are there similar programs to this? Is this one unique? Farmers, why should they choose this program if they're looking for something like this?
Yeah, so this one is unique because it came out of the USDA Climate Smart initiatives, and it's really driven by farmers for farmers. And yeah, it stacks with a lot of opportunities. So when anyone has a question on if this could stack with another cost share they have, we'd always encourage them to reach out to one of our conservation agronomists.
And for a program like this, it always seems to me like a win-win all the way around. Is there a downside? Do you see something that a farmer might ask you a question and say, hey, this is something that has me a little bit hesitant? Do you ever get that?
Honestly, with this one, no. And this has been the first one that our team has really seen that it really doesn't have many of the downsides that some of the other cost share opportunities are. It really is the easiest for farmers to apply for and really has the least amount of regulations or things that would inhibit someone to be eligible for the program.
So what does the implementation process look like? Do farmers come to you? Do you go out there and look for farmers to get involved in the program?
Yeah, it goes both ways. So our team of conservation agronomists are the technical assistance leads for this. So we have five currently with Iowa Soybean Association, and they're both trying to recruit folks as well as anytime someone hears about it on the radio or in a press release, they can call our office and we can definitely connect them to one of our conservation agronomists as well.
So Rosie, would you be on the phone then helping them through that process? Would you be helping find someone else here at ISA to get them started?
Absolutely. I'm always happy to help. But like I said, our conservation agronomists are the go-to people in this space.
So which farmers then are eligible for this program here in the state of Iowa? Is it open to everyone?
Yeah. So the greater cost share incentive at the $50 per acre is for first-time cover crop users. And then at least for this last year, they had a $2 an acre incentive for previous users. It's unforeseen if that $2 an acre will continue into the fall of 2024. But definitely, I would encourage folks to stay tuned because we'll be receiving more information on it and be promoting it later into the growing season. About August is what we're thinking.
Rosie Roberts with Iowa Soybean Association. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us and have a great rest of your week.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you to Rosie Roberts of the Iowa Soybean Association. That initiative, of course, helping to get farmers interested in cover crops and get them implemented on their farms. Exciting stuff there. Let's get back into the three big Iowa Ag Matters with Andy.
Number three. Dropping sharply in April is indicated by the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer as farmer sentiment falling 15 points to a reading of 99. Now that Of course, indicator is only applicable for comparison purposes. These sentiment droplets driven by worries regarding the current financial situation on producers' farms and anticipated financial challenges in the upcoming year.
Number two.
Is it a rally? That's the key question in the marketplace for Iowa producers, given a pause in hashtag plant 24. As we've gone from ahead of normal to behind in the past week, we need some more things to keep track of. Robin Schmall, AgMarket.net, weighs in regard to markets.
Well, funds have been short covering for one reason. Last week, too, and they've been doing it a little more calculated versus a Katie bar the door type situation, but that combined with some more concern developing over the wet weather.
Crazy to think how we've gone from dry to wet in such a short period of time.
Number one.
Finally, some conversation about a farm bill in 2024 that includes getting it done rather than pushing it off, right? Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says that after the release of her chamber's bill and the House's framework.
What I do know is that it doesn't include enough farm in the farm bill. We have an excessive cost in the Senate version, about $1.5 trillion for this farm bill reauthorization, but only a very, very small percentage of the overall bill goes to our farmers.
While it's progress, she says she's disappointed there haven't been more pieces added to the legislation, including protection for America's pork producers from state initiatives like California's Prop 12. I'm Edie Peterson. Those are your three big Iowa Ag Matters.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, water conditions. Whew. At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
Well, a lot of discussion on the show here today with Rosie Roberts about cover crops. And Andy, it is seemingly like every year, farmers adopting that practice more and more onto their farms.
Yeah, I think we're over 4 million acres now in the state of Iowa, which is a large percentage increase. You know, it's as much as anything, it's obviously a very busy time when they need to be planted, and it's hard to get it all done, but obviously it can be done with a little organization, so there's a lot of moving parts. More Iowa Ag Matters coming up in a moment.